Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Something that was 10 years ago, everybody thought was going to happen. Like, you know,
as quickly as he got the other three, it certainly seemed like. And he got him in like a year and a half or 2 years. The other four majors or three majors he'd had at that point.
23, 24, 25 years old.
He basically had it in 14, and he was up a very similar position, actually, to the way that was on Sunday.
So he breaks through, and it was an unbelievable moment, as we already discussed. So now who's next? And I'm not talking, maybe it's a golfer, but I'm not talking golf. In sports, there were two names that were so obvious, I think, but maybe we're missing some. And you guys can text in on the Jay Southland Tozer to text line, 913-586-7965. The next athlete that needs to break through to kind of change how everybody views them and say, all right, finally, the number one name right out of the gate is Josh Allen. Number two is Lamar Jackson, at least for me. How is it not? And I went to football first, and maybe, you know, some people that are bigger NBA fans would have a name, but I think it's very easily Josh Allen. He now has the MVP. Lamar has two MVPs. They both have lost to the Chiefs in AFC title games. Neither has been to a Super Bowl. I mean, those are the two quarterbacks.
From a football perspective, yeah. I mean, because I think if you're going to be a non-quarterback, if it's going to be like Rory, you have to be like one of the 10 biggest stars in the sport, not a quarterback. So like maybe 5 years from now, it's Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, but we don't really do that for
wide receivers.
We did
with Tony Gonzalez locally.
Yeah, but that was just to get to win a playoff game.
I know.
Mobile playoff games. But yeah, he ended up leaving, and obviously Atlanta, and people thought he had a chance to win. I guess I hear you. I just view like the breakthrough thing. I think you have to be in the NFL like the quarterback, because that's just what we do. I just, you know what I mean? Like,
I think you're the future Hall of Famer, and it's clear that you chose this team in an attempt to win a ring at the end of your career.
Yeah.
And you have to have been a star in the sport before. Otherwise, I agree. It probably is quarterback. And that's why I was trying to think of the baseball comp, because I knew football is probably the easy answer. Like, as in like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson kind of immediately come to mind. I think there's three players that would qualify for baseball. As in like, they would show you the raw emotion. You've been following a huge chunk of their career the entire time, and you simultaneously think of them as one of the greatest players, or like some of the greatest players of their generation, and they never won it. Mike Trout, and especially with him, because of like his whole history is like he doesn't even get close. So it won't be quite the same as Rory, but the breakthrough on it, the payoff would be incredible. His team sticks again.
He just hasn't been close.
Aaron Judge.
There you go.
He's one of the five biggest names in the sport. He plays for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
So if he finally broke through. And the last one is Bryce Harper. All-time great phenom. He came up and was a star player. His team won the World Series the year after he left for the Nationals. He's kind of like, he feels kind of like summer in baseball and all this stuff. And so the way I view it is, he would be, those are the only three baseball players I can think of. If there's someone I'm missing, maybe be the case, but he were the three. Like in the olden, you know, in the previous years, I've been like, what if Ken Griffey Jr. broke through or some of these other players that existed?
Yeah, someone says you need to adjust your comparison. Rory is one of six all time. I'm not saying that what they're doing is the same accomplishment. It's the idea that athletes breaking payoff. Through, right? Like people, if ask any Buffalo Bills fan, the way we talk about Josh Allen, it's like, yeah, but he hasn't got to a Super Bowl. He hasn't won one. I'm not making the direct like comp of a grand slam, one of six, is the same as winning your first Super Bowl. That would be more like asking to win like your fourth or fifth Super Bowl or something. I'm doing it just an athlete in general, any sport that is not been able to get over the hump in any way, in a certain facet. In this case, we're talking Super Bowls and the NBA, obviously we're talking, or in Major League Baseball, we're talking win a ring. What about the NBA? I mean, there's a couple guys that are legit Hall of Famers.
Chris Paul.
That yeah, people are considered some of the best of their generation.
Been there, and never got it.
Yeah.
I think Russell Westbrook also is a guy that's never, I mean, ooh, he's been to one, could potentially do it again with the Nuggets. Mm. I mean, Carmelo Anthony, of course he can't, but
right. He just got in the Hall of Fame this past weekend, didn't
he's one of those guys.
Recently, something like that.
He just got nominated. Charles Barkley, terms of all-time guys that
there's plenty who like didn't get it.
Yeah.
I
still could, though, who?
A good example, I guess, of one that recently got one, but the storyline was very much like Rory was Matt Stafford.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Like, when is he finally going to get one? Like, you know, I think
one Super Bowl kind of equates, not the Grand Slam, because again, to the text line's point, Rory is one of only six people to do it. It's just that chase. Like, with Josh Allen, if he ever,
like, they finally, they, like,
if
the
Josh
breakthrough.
Allen ever cashes it in, he will show the kind of emotions you just saw from Rory.
Yeah,
like the moment that always stands up to us in that, like when we all watched it yesterday, watching the Masters, is you borderline could physically see the weight come off of his shoulders, right? He just looked lighter. Like, the man felt freer immediately for doing it. And you always felt like they had the talent and should have done it multiple times. That's the other part. Josh Allen feels like he has the talent and probably should have won a Super Bowl by now. It's that feeling of like, how have you not done it? Right. You're one of the three best players in the sport. How have you not managed to crack through? Baseball's a little bit tougher, I will say, for this comparison, because we know it's a team sport. In the individual sports, right, it's easier to be like, hey, how come you haven't done it? But in baseball, because it's 26 guys and like, you can be Shohei Ohtani with the Angels and not win a World Series.
Yeah, that's
you gotta actually be with somebody good.
It's hard for me to use Mike Trout as an example because it's not like he's come up just short in a bunch of ALCSs. I mean, the guy just hasn't played in the postseason very often. Nope. So that's why it's tough. But versus coming up a game short of getting to a Super Bowl or a game short of winning a World Series or something like that. A couple people on the text line for NHL fans out there say Connor McDavid, right? One of the best players in the league. For NHL, that's a great answer. Someone said Joel Embiid. I mean, that guy just can't stay healthy, so I don't even know.
He just can't stay healthy. Somebody says Damian Lillard. I think that also is a pretty good one.
But he's never fell that close either, dude. He just feels like he's been like kind of an obscurity like Trout.
Well, yeah, that was kind
great
of the
player,
reason.
But
that's the reason he joined the Bucks in a way was to try to get that chase. One of the individual sports, tennis, introducing potentially a chase. Carlos Alcaraz has three of the four slams. He doesn't have an Australian Open. All of a sudden, I think that becomes a conversation.
But like, how many attempts has he had to try to even get that yet?
Probably three or four.
Okay. How many did you get in tennis? You get a lot less than golf.
I think Carlos, I would guess, if it doesn't happen in the next couple of years, that becomes a talking point of when is he going to ever break through and win one? I know that this is a minor audience, but NASCAR-wise, Denny Hamlin's never won a championship before. Okay. One of the best drivers, you could argue.
He's a name
time.
I've heard. He's never won a championship?
Denny Hamlin has never... He's been close so many times and just hasn't been able to get it done. He's a guy potentially as well.
913-586-7965. This one, going back to golf, it didn't have to be a golf comp, but this one, someone said, hey, what about Jordan Spieth? Is he the next golfer we talk about? Can he get the Grand Slam? He needs one at the PGA Championship. It's been a while for him, too. That probably is the next golfer. It's probably the next golfer to talk about breaking through and doing something like that.
The way his career's going, because people have kind of forgotten about Jordan Spieth, where it's Bryson, it's Xander, it's Morikawa, it's Scotty. People forget about Jordan. Like, it's hard to remember those days of Jordan Spieth just dominating the Masters in whatever year he won. I can't remember.
That's always my point. Anytime like the next golfer comes and dominates, like Scheffler, right? He's been a dominant player over the last 3 years. But it's always good to remind you, like, no, like, they always expect it to go on a Tiger run. I'm like, that's never gonna happen.
Yeah,
in Rory's case, he went
competitive.
Rory went on a Tiger-like run for 2 years where he was the hottest name in the world. He won three of those, he got three of the four majors in that 1 year, competed for a Master, the whole thing. And then he was a great golfer, and he still, but like, he didn't win another major till now. It was another 11, 12 years. Scheffler could have that same fate. Whether you think he's a dominant golfer or not, he could all of a sudden, he'll probably win a couple more, but then he might just go 10 years before he competes for, before he wins a major again, not competes.
Speed
he had the quietest top five of all time. He didn't, I didn't even feel like Scheffler played good golf the entire weekend and he was top five.
Speed might be the answer here in terms of like the one that
the
is
direct golf comp.
The closest to direct golf comp is because for Rory, again, for him to not have won a major period since 2014 just sounded nuts anyways. And then you go back to, well, he's never won a Masters and this chase has been going on for a total decade. It's crazy to think about. I think Jordan Spieth is in that category where, and I don't know, not that it's not fair to say with Aaron Judge, it's not, but I wonder if there's a guy that hasn't, like they missed out on it, but they haven't been close in a while, that it makes it that much bigger of a deal where they kind of reinvent their career to get there again. And they win. I don't know if that's Rory's where Mike Trout comes into play.
Yeah.
Because Trout's never been there where he finally gets through. Or Josh Allen, been there, hasn't been able to do it time after time. I think that's another really good one where we're going to feel the elation for Josh Allen, if you will, in a way.
Yeah, I think the if we're just talking in football, the two names are obvious. I mean, it's Jackson and it's Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. It's not even, I mean, it's easily those that's two it. Guys. So we'll revisit this a little bit later on, but it'll be interesting to see how we talk about if those moments happen for some of the names we just mentioned. If those moments happen, is it treated any similar fashion as
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds or Skims? Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.